As we're all in our own homes having breakfast, lunch, and dinner with our kids, you may be thinking, what about those kids who are used to getting their meals in school, but there's no school in session right now? Beth Harp is the executive director of Kids Meals, and she's joining us on the Morning Mix. So Beth, with everyone at home, especially kids at schools, we've talked to you before about how Kids Meals, you guys really become even more important during the summer months when in-school food programs are not available. That's happening during a time that it's still the school year. So how are you handling doing your summer schedule at a time where it should be school?
We have literally doubled our numbers overnight. We're traditionally, during the school year, delivering out a little over 3,000 meals a day. And now I counted yesterday, it was close to 7,000. So we are, the demand for our services during this crisis time, as I said, more than doubled. And we are making sure that we're getting meals out to not only the preschoolers, but those kids that are home from school and don't know where their next meal is coming from.
Now, in the background, as we're talking to you on FaceTime, it's amazing. You've got sacks of canned goods. People have come through with all sorts of different types of foods and new foods. How is that going to get them into the right hands?
Right. We are trying to make sure that we get these grocery bags that you see right behind me out to our families 1 to 3 times a week, because they need additional staples right now, in addition to the wonderful lunches that we're doing. We also have been so blessed. Yesterday, we got bananas, we got oranges, and we got some other wonderful apples in, and we're able to share those right out with the families so that they can have access to those foods that we know, even during the year, are too expensive for them to access.
Beth Harp is the executive director of Kids Meals. Beth, what things can people do in their own homes that can help you guys?
We also are taking donations of our lunch packs, which people can do from home. They are lunch packs that have shelf-stable food. First, you can decorate the bag for the kids, mm-hmm. which makes their day. Then you can put a protein in there. You can put a healthy snack and some sort of drink, juice, water, or shelf-life milk. And you can deliver it to us, but we are quarantining those items for a few days before we get them out. They'll sit in our warehouse in a special area, so that we know that it's safe, because none of us know, you know, who could be carrying the virus. So
sure.
We want to make sure that we are quarantining because evidently the virus can live on paper for a few hours. But we want to make sure that we're doing it extra and before we get the items out to our family.
Beth, what's the best way to reach out to you so Houston can help?
They can go to our website at kidsmealsinc.org and they can sign up to volunteer. We are not taking as many as we used to. Sometimes we'd have 60 people in here at a
right.
time. But yes, they can sign up there to volunteer, or there's information about our lunch pack. But our greatest need right now is financial donations. We can purchase the food for less than you or I can purchase the food. And what we're seeing is many of our food sources are drying up. So we're going to have to go to other food sources and may have to pay a little more than we're used to paying, mm-hmm. but we still can get it as less. So if anybody would make a donation, we can feed a child for $2 a day. That's all in. That's our gas, our vans, our staff, our facility, and the food. If anyone can make a donation, we would be so appreciative, and we will be able to, if you will, keep the wheels running and keep going at this extended operation that we are doing of close to 7,000 meals a day.
Well, Beth, as we see in the background that people are actually starting to take some more food to do another run to get them to the kids, I want to thank you so much for your time, because you guys are so busy down there.
Absolutely. We are. And we thank you so much for all you've done. Thank you personally, and thank you for your station, for your support.
Thanks again, Beth. Go to kidsmealsinc.org.